The scene was not uncommon. Russian police and intelligence agents harshly taking down more than a dozen men, all played out on television. But the reason was extraordinary. The Russian government tells the Biden administration the operation dismantled a group of hackers inside Russia on behalf of the United States. Security agents took down alleged hackers from the ransomware group R-Evil at over two dozen addresses, seizing millions of rubles, vehicles, and technology. Among those arrested, alleged ringleader Roman Moromsky, appearing in court in a cage, and Andrei Bessonov, both wanted by the U.S. The FBI in November offered a $10 million ransom for information leading to the group the U.S. blames for the ransomware attacks that shut down a number of U.S. targets, including the Colonial Pipeline in May.
The Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack also demonstrate a growing trend of companies and even government agencies being held hostage by malicious cyber actors. These cases demonstrate the broadening scope, scale, and sophistication employed by some adversaries.
The hack caused gas shortages along the U.S. Atlantic coast.
We're out of gas. I'm sorry.
I've been waiting here for 45 minutes just to get gas.
The group is also accused of hacking JBS, the world's largest meatpacking company. U.S. authorities have long believed that there was a tacit agreement between the government of Vladimir Putin and hackers that they could target Westerners with impunity as long as they didn't act against targets within Russia. Now it's clear if there ever was such an agreement, there are exceptions. Whether the anti-hacking operation improves U.S.-Russian relations in the long term likely depends on what happens on the Russian border with Ukraine. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Chicago.